It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm the host, Dr. H.J. Wagwan. Hey! Wagwan with you. Like, the summer is coming. I need this summer to pop off. I'm trying to go see Chris Brown. I'm trying to go see Usher. I want to see Doja again. Yeah. There's a few people I'm trying to see. My young black boys, my young black kings. Yes, yes, I'm trying to see them. So, last episode was on the art of breathing and taking time to breathe and just making sure you're being present with yourself. I hope it helped. I hope you're incorporating this into your current thing that we do. I hope you're incorporating it into your life, and I hope you're trying it out and seeing how it works for you. I have to remind myself to breathe. I truly do. And I also have to remind myself to listen. You understand? Me a talker. Me like for talk. Me like to hear the sound of my own voice and my own ideas. I be in my own head about it. It's crazy. I tell y'all, there's this crackhead version of me that just has things in a different time. Different perception of life completely is just warped. Like, I had to check myself. I've been doing no carbs now. It's going on 3 weeks. And why am I not skinny? Like, why am I not skinny? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Real talk. Like, I'm like, why am I not skinny? It's been 2 weeks, going on my third week, and it's like, why am I not skinny? I haven't been eating any carbs. I've been exercising. Why am I not skinny? That's the crazy part. I tend to, again, you know, something is a mile away. I feel like I should get there in a minute. I would never think a mile would take me 10 minutes, but that's my warped view of things. And I had to give myself some grace. I have to be patient with myself. In that moment, I realized, I'm like, yo, it's not like it's been 2 months or, you know, 2 years. Like, it's been 2 weeks. And you gotta give things time. And this generation and this time, it's like, women bounce back quick. Some, after having kids, get their bodies back. Some women struggle a little bit. Menopause. Some women struggle through it. Some women don't. But I'm giving myself grace. Like, for real, for real. I'm giving myself time. I'm giving myself grace. Doing the right thing. Not like I'm just gonna, I'm on a diet and not really do what it is that I'm supposed to do. I'm actually gonna put the effort in and work out and watch what I eat and breathe and clear my mind, but I'm also gonna give myself a lot of grace during this process, because life is life. And I love that, Lex. Life is life. And yeah, so yeah, that going back to listening. So I said, maybe this show should be about listening, since we spoke about breathing and such a imaginary thing, because it's not like it's an actual thing that you have to do. Like talking, you gotta talk. Maybe that'll be the next show. Talking. Because yes, me, I love for talk, you know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But today, working on something that really doesn't require any effort on your part. It really doesn't require any physical, should I say? Because it does. Just having the patience and the diligence to actually be quiet and allowing that moment to happen and just listening to what the person has to say, whether they're coherent, whether it's making sense to you, whether you actually like what they're saying, but just to still be able to stay in that moment and humble yourself to give it time to allow it to peel the layers and show you what it is that it is trying for you to see, and allow you to hear what it is that you truly want to hear. Annie used to say this all the time: pay attention to what people say, but pay attention to what they don't say. I love that. And I've said this before. When you allow yourself to be quiet and to be still, you hear different rhythm, you hear a different vibration, you feel a difference, and you know, something's just different. And it's truly a work of art for me to listen. I have to remind myself, God gave you 2 ears, 1 mouth, you have to listen twice as much as you speak. Me, I talk twice as much as I listen. And it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. Like, when they say that, you know, the officers pull you over and say, you have the right to be silent. Yo, exercise that shit. Yo, exercise that restraint. And exercise that right and stay quiet. Like, a lot of the times, we get ourselves into a mess. We allow ourselves to get caught up into something because you're so busy talking and just trying to explain and sometimes it's best to just be quiet and listen. So I'm constantly working on these things. It's crazy. As I get older, I'd like to think that it would have gotten easier. Or that it gets easier, but it doesn't. So, if you're one of the young folks listening in to me, and this is the Disrespectful Lady Show. And yeah, take away this point. Try to become more present in the moment and listen and take in what's happening rather than being on your phone, zoning out and just constantly giving your brain that constant feed. If you just take a moment of silence and just take in what's around you and take in what's happening, You see a lot. We miss a lot. The kids in this generation, like, we're driving. I remember just in awe of being able to be in a car and to be driven around. It was just like, just amazing to be able to get from point A to point B and to see the scenery, to see the different buildings, to see the different area that I'm in. Like, I love that. Nowadays, kids just get in a car, heads down. Just heads down, just into their phone, into their iPads. It's like you're missing the world. You're missing the world, young people. You're so missing the world. It's passing you by. And you don't even know it. You don't stop and see the beauty around you. Look up in the sky. Appreciate the sky, the trees, and the birds, and pay attention to your climate, your environment. So as you grow and mature, you can actually see the change in front of you. Right now, you will all miss the change. You will miss it because you're down. Your face is down. Your heads are down. Yeah, don't miss out on life. You're at a concert. Enjoy the concert. Like, constantly needing to record. I'm guilty of that. I love to record my concerts only because I want people to go back to it too. Certain ones, certain moments, but then you can't get back certain moments once they're gone, so I gotta do better. Yeah, I have to do better. So in saying that, to say to you, let's try to be more present in the moment. Work on listening. Work on being quiet. I'm going to tell you how that goes. Because I'm an old lady and I'm still working on this. It's such a challenge. But it's worth it. It's amazing what you hear when you just stay silent. People give you a different level of respect as well when you're not chatty catty. I'm Chatty Cathy. Always got something to say. But there's always room for improvement and room to work on being better. Work on a different version of myself. Work on improving to become the best version of who I am and who I want to be. Me, I work on it. This next year journey is unbelievable, but I'm excited. I see it happening. I just see it all coming together. I started the juicing endeavor, and I'm excited. I'm gonna let y'all know where you can pick up Dr. J's green juice from. Soon come. You understand? Get the show on, get the juice on, get the body on, get the hair on. Oh my God! Yes! You understand? Me have a bring 50 and like some. Me working on next year. God spare me and grant me long life. Me I'll work on 50. 50. You understand? 50. Alright. It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, suck in your belly, mind your business. Keep it simple. You understand? breathe, listen more. Me, I tell you, this list, I'm going, you know, this list just finna go.